Welcome to Dustin's Garden.
Thank you, Leon.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us and the listeners to your...
So I've basically invited millions of people into my garden.
Well, probably like three extra people. So five of us are in your garden, which is nice. Dustin, right. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing loads of stuff. Loads of really exciting.
Like?
Been to Glastonbury.
All right. Yep, I see you still have that Glastonbury Festival band around your wrist.
Oh, yeah.
Is that cool? Is that trendy to have one of those?
I think so, yeah. You see people with bands on, don't you?
Look at them. I see tramps and people who don't ever like your wash with those bands on. But
do you reckon swans have the same sort of... Yeah, because they have those bands around their legs, don't they? So it's like, oh, you know, where have you been? Oh, I've been to... pond up the road.
No, I don't think that. No.
Is that not the same?
No, it's not the same thing.
Right.
Do you want to tell the listeners where exactly we are and about the sound quality?
Well, about the sound quality.
Well, for instance, we live, you know, very close to Heathrow Airport.
So I see. Well, today we're in my garden doing this show, so there might be a little bit of wind from Leon. No.
That's right. Dustin's got a free house. Uh-oh. That's why his baby brother's gone. His mum and dad are gone. So,
house party.
What are we going to be doing?
We are going to be doing so much. It's going to be like an episode of, you know,
Happy Days. That's what it's going to be like. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Skins.
Skins. What? Tell me about Skins. I've never really watched it. It's never really been my.
Well, I haven't really watched it either. But it's about young people, isn't it? And I'm a young people person.
You are a young people person. So you've been at Glastonbury, have you?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
He's
generally all, like, all you sweaty people hanging out together and just like jumping up and down and
doesn't sound, you know, jealous at all.
Just like trying to find your tent in the middle of the night and just drunk and just weighing like a stone heavier when you come back.
Yeah, I lost weight, if anything.
How did you lose weight?
Just because of the heat and just... Isn't it obvious that I've lost weight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So tell me about this little beard that you've grown.
Yeah, I grew a little beard for the festival because I wanted to be a bit more, you know, rugged. Normally, I've said before, you know, it normally just grows under the chin, much like an Amish.
Yeah,
Amish beard.
Yeah.
But you know, this time I went all out, and it rose.
No,
like the phoenix. Come on, what have you been up to?
Not much. Oh, I joined a new class.
Oh yeah,
I go climbing every Saturday morning, but I also joined a swing dance class.
Swing dance class.
Well, I don't want to say just like a swing class because you might be like, oh, you know,
swingers. Yeah, well, you need a partner
like
to do that, do you?
Sexing for what?
Swinging. You can't just roll up on your own.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can.
What, as in like swinging?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you do need a partner for that. So, any ladies out there who are up for swinging? Give me a call. Just tweet us on. We got a Twitter page, right?
Yeah, at Leon and Dustin.
Has anyone tweeted in?
No.
Great. Well, don't bother then. We want to keep a clean sheet. We don't want anyone tweeting into...
Yes, we do.
Where is it?
At Leon and Dustin.
At Leon and Dustin. If you've got any problems, any qualms, or you just want to see a picture of our faces, are our faces on it?
Yeah.
Ah, shame. You can never know what we look like. I look a lot like George Clooney.
I look a lot like...
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
A young Dustin Hoffman.
Or Norris... from Coronation Street.
Yes, this
like
is
a mixture
true.
Of the two.
This is true. You've also got an ageless face. You could be very old and yet very young.
Well, like Benjamin Button.
Very, yeah.
So I look like Brad Pitt. Fine, I'll take that.
All right, fine, take that. So you've got Brad Pitt here and George Clooney. What else do you want?
Just chilling out.
Just chilling out.
Solving your problems.
In Dustin's garden. Both of us have the day off today. The sun's out. We thought we'd come do a little podcast. Maybe get some Domino's pizza. Watch an episode of...
The Walking Dead.
Listen, if you don't... love this show, you should just stop.
It's not
stop
great
listening
to watch in the
now.
Summer though.
Why?
Because, you know, you're watching it, it's quite dark.
Mm.
You know, you feel like a zombie after watching it.
That's true.
The sun's out.
Everyone seems to get a lot better looking in the sun as well.
You reckon?
Oh, mate, girls everywhere just look absolutely gorgeous.
I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, you as well.
Okay, so we're in Glastonbury, and my mate decides to take these digestion tablets. That's supposed to like clog you up if you've got, you know, diarrhea.
Did he have diarrhea?
No. He just didn't want to go to the toilets at Glastonbury just because they're not really nice.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
There's a...
Doesn't he shit a lot as well?
Six a day.
Six a day? That can't be healthy.
He reckons that's the norm.
No, nope, he definitely has IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome. He has to go when at six.
The toilets in Glastonbury are the worst thing about it. It's basically it's like a trough and a hole. And you just sit on the hole.
That's part of the adventure though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard a story once though, apparently someone fell in.
I've heard this story.
Really?
Isn't it like a girl?
I think it was at Reading Festival. My mate was walked past this girl once and she was just crying, just covered in it.
And shit.
And just being hosed down.
Yeah, well, I heard this story.
Can you imagine?
Tell me about your mate who took these... what?
He took these digestion tablets.
Yeah.
Basically, because he didn't have diarrhea, they just clogged up his fully functioning digestive system. And then just awful. He was just clogged up the whole weekend. And it was
so
and he
drinking,
was in so
he's
much
eating
pain.
Eating everything.
And
right?
He's eating everything. So, like, pizza, bloody... Loads of... It's, none of it. There's no healthy. There's not a salad.
I was going to say, well, then how do you come away, you know... Less, you know, lighter.
Just the heat and just dancing. And apparently, I heard Glastonbury Festival is the size of Wigan.
That's a city.
It's not a city, is it?
Wigan's a city.
Yeah, so it's a lot of walking.
Shit.
Saw Martin Freeman.
Did you?
Well, I didn't see him, but...
So you didn't? Apparently, he was there. You know what? You don't have to tell the listeners that. You can just say, yeah, I saw him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Good looking chap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
who are you dating currently?
Me?
Yeah.
No one.
You do have a date coming up though.
Your cousin.
This is true. My cousin's recently broken up with a long-term boyfriend, and just needs to get back out on the scene. So, we've kind of set you up with her. She's a very good-looking girl. Hey, you're a very good-looking guy as well. So I think you guys will have fun. I don't know if it leads to anything, but it'd be be good to get
I
her
don't
started.
Kiss and tell.
Huh?
So, I don't kiss or tell.
So this would be an exciting moment for her.
Oh yeah, it'd be an adventure for her. Me, just be another day. Another day, another dinner.
You calling it dinner?
Nah.
Like a little cousin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
you're gonna treat her right.
You're gonna welcome me to the family.
Well, mate, I'd happily have you as a family. I think you would be brilliant, because you're a nice guy as well.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Not at all.
Cheers, bro.
Not yet. So, yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to take her out, wine diner?
Well, I was thinking,
What?
You don't know. All right. I'll tell you then. I was thinking maybe an activity. Yeah, it's a nice hot day.
Yeah.
So,
what are you going to do?
Well,
Bear in mind, she finishes work around 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Okay. Yeah. Well, still nice by then.
Yeah.
So, long walk.
Huh?
The long walk.
In Windsor?
In Windsor.
You're going to take her for a long walk in Windsor? Well, to the long walk?
Yeah.
You know how long that walk is?
Well, not the whole thing. Just like to a shaded tree.
Blanket. You can take her for a picnic?
Yeah.
That's Thank a great you. Shout. Couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Nice and mellow. Good. What else are you going to do? You said Game of Thrones?
No.
Game of Thrones?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Right. Spontaneous. Whatever happens.
No, okay, cool. Well,
Even know yet.
All I'm saying is you should plan a little bit. What I do is I'd be very assertive.
If you were going out with your cousin?
Yeah. I'd be very... her or any other girl. I'd be very assertive and go, okay, this is where we're going. This is what we're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just in case you're a first-time listener, we go to different venues or do different things and meet different people, put a hat out, and then just put a little sign saying here to help.
Leon
and Dustin. Is it Leon and Dustin or is it Dustin and Leon?
It's Leon and Dustin.
That's good, isn't it?
Wow.
So yeah, we help people solving their problems, and every week we do a different scenario. So for example, we've done a doctor's surgery.
Greg's.
And this week we took advantage of the fact that Dustin was at a festival. Now, I didn't go to the festival. Not that I'm jealous or give a fuck.
You clearly are both.
You got all the questions, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to just list them out and then we'll
So you're going to do nothing?
Well, I'll help out, but I just,
Okay, fine.
Come on then, where's this list?
Okay,
so
yeah.
Go on, explain it. So you went to the Glastonbury Festival. And then what did you do? Just approach people?
Well, I went to the recharge tent because there's a lot of people there.
What's the recharge tent?
The recharge tent, basically, you go and recharge your phone. So you can't... plug in because you're in the middle of a farm.
That's cool.
So basically what I did was I put it on the... There are lots of little tables
mm-hmm.
where you charge your phone. So I put out a little bit of paper here to help.
But that tent's busy.
Oh, yeah, really busy.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a good place. And we got loads of questions.
Okay, great.
That we're going to read out today. So shall I just go ahead?
Yeah, go for it.
Will people ever be able to walk on the sun?
We have to bear in mind, listeners, that, you know, these people are pretty drunk or high on something. So
it's a good question, though.
No.
It's not?
No, it is good. No, it's not a good question, and the answer is no. People will never be able to walk on the sun.
What about Katrina and the waves?
Fair play. Yeah, I mean, maybe, like, metaphorically, realistically, no.
The sun's pretty big, though, isn't it?
It's very big, but it's also very hot.
Maybe they've got a little cool spot, though.
We're pretty hot now, right?
And it's ages away.
It is some time away. So true. The thought of just standing on this heat...
But it's like you say, you know, not long ago it was cold.
Yeah, no, the sun's always hot. It's always hot. It's just whether it wants to turn up and say hello once in a while.
Right, fine. Is suntan lotion going to stop my tan?
No, it won't stop your tan, but it will protect your skin.
I've seen suntan lotion in supermarkets that bronzes your skin, which is quite good.
Having like dark skin anyway.
Me?
No, me.
How are you?
You've got snow white skin. Hell yeah. Have you put any lotion on today?
Yeah.
You should. It's a good thing. I mean, have you heard that tune? Always wear sunscreen. If I could give you one piece of advice, sunscreen would be it.
That sounds the worst tune.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's Baz Luhrmann. And he does it's just called Sunscreen. Check it out. If you've never heard it before, it's brilliant. It's poetic, very smart. So, where were we? Can we walk on the sun? No. Was that the question?
No, that was the one before.
I've
that
had too many sidras.
Sidra.
Sidra. It's not cider, it's sidra.
Is suntan lotion going to stop my tan?
No. It will protect your skin. Bing! Done.
Don't... New table. How do you pee in a crowd?
Maybe you can give us an insight on this.
Well, I was in the crowd for about 10 hours waiting for the Rolling Stones. Just
you were
to get
close
it.
As well, weren't you?
There were other bands on... in that 10 hours. Oh, for God's sake.
What?
Played again.
10 hours later...
A woman peed on me.
Sorry?
I got peed on by a woman. Not necessarily on me, but it was getting on my leg. The back of my leg.
Did you look at her?
Nah.
You should have looked at her. I wonder what
she was doing it.
Yeah, as in like... And she'd probably just be looking straight. As in like it's the most normal thing in the world. Or having a conversation. I was at Nelson Mandela gig years and years ago where Will Smith, Denzel Washington, Amy Winehouse I saw play, which is quite cool. Stephen Fry came on. Just very, very impressive. I think that's it was cool. His birthday or something and he was in London and there's a big gig. And I went there and I had to wee and I just weed in my cup, but I was holding a conversation with everyone around me and they were just oblivious to it because I was so cool and just like weeing in this cup. And then I just put the glass to the side. Well, I say the glass, the plastic cup to the side. It's doable. For guys, it's definitely doable. For girls, she-wee.
She-wee.
Explain what the she-wee
is. I don't know what it is, to be honest.
It's kind of like an adult nappy, but for women. So they can just wee whenever they want.
We got a question about the she-wee, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. How do you pee in a crowd, though? Just as long as you're quite discreet.
And don't throw it over everyone. Or, people do that sometimes. Yeah. I went to Glastonbury. Heaton Park in Manchester, Oasis Kasabian. It's really good gig actually. But everyone was just throwing wee over each other. I was like, this ain't fun.
This is weird.
This is just not fun at all. Don't throw it back.
Just be discreet about it and, you know, everyone's doing it around you, so... Bing!
Done. Tell me about the shiwi. It was their shiwi question.
Oh yeah, the shiwi question was, can men use a shiwi?
Why not? Give it a go.
It's a bit weird, though.
Do you think men wee more than women?
I don't know.
No.
I've never thought about it.
Double it up. But imagine getting a girl back to your tent. She'd be like, let me take my she-wee off.
She-wee's off. Got five of them on.
Do you pull? Is it easy to pull in Glastonbury?
No.
Is it not?
Well, it might be.
You just weren't. You were just there for the music.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's my excuse.
Okay.
Okay. This next question, we're going to answer a bit differently. Basically... You're going to say a word, and then I'm going to say a word.
Yep.
So the question is, how old are the Rolling Stones?
100.
No. The
answer
to
the
question
is
the
Blue
Rolling
Stone
is
1,000.
Okay.
Right, let's try this again.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so how old are the Rolling Stones?
Very.
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 They're fucking old. If you combine their age, isn't it like 500 or something?
No.
It must be.
No.
How many stones are there? Well, there you go. Probably 450. I wouldn't be surprised if you combine, because what we're talking, like 70, 80, right?
Yeah.
So what are seven fives?
Seven fives? No idea.
350.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
35. 40. So probably around 400 years old. I'd say just short of, in between 350 to 400 years old, if you combine their ages. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. And they've been a band for 50 years. That's amazing. Mm. I heard a good fact, actually, the other day. Keith Richards was voted man most... Keith Richards was voted man...
Do you want to try that again?
I heard a good fact the other day. Keith Richards was voted...
Jesus. Yeah, it's funny, actually, Dust. I heard a fact the other day.
Oh, yeah, so
Keith
right,
Richards
actually.
Was voted the man most likely to die in 1975.
Well, I heard a good fact the other day. Keith Richards was actually voted man most likely to die... And that was in the 60s.
Shit.
Now he's like 80.
Yeah, but didn't he get like a massive blood transfusion?
Really?
I think they pretty much took all the blood he had out and put new or better blood. And mate, think about it, he's so rich. His doctor must be on call all the time.
Yeah.
He must have a doctor with him all the time.
Just constantly.
I mean, like, even now they're pulling girls who are like in their 30s, even younger.
You reckon?
Big time, man.
That's disgusting.
Not disgusting. Imagine getting out of Rolling Stone. Alright, if you had to snog one man, who would it be?
Alright.
Because there are girls out there who were just like, if it's a Rolling Stone. And you would. I mean, you're a massive Rolling Stones fan anyway.
I am, yeah.
So you can always say to people, yeah, I kissed Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I'd kiss Mick Jagger, actually.
Would you?
Although his big lips would just be like kissing a bloody walrus.
Sidra.
Sidra.
Sidra. I like Sidra.
Father, you're dying. What can we get you to drink? Sidra, children. Sidra. That's an advert right there. I thought so when he wasn't my boyfriend, but it's okay because I'm at a festival, right?
It depends if your boyfriend's at the festival with you, because that's not cool. It also depends how long you've been seeing a boyfriend and whether you're a slut.
Tough words.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what it comes down to, really. If you've done it, you've done it. As long as nothing goes any further, if you are at a festival and he's not there and, you know, you're having shit time things, and again, the less he knows, the better, is what I'm thinking. Again, it's not cool.
It's a tough one,
it?
Yeah.
It's definitely not cool. It's almost like when you're out of the country, if you pull someone, then, you know, different area codes and stuff, different kind of, different place. But yeah, it depends whether, you know, this is long term or this is just for fun at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Good bit of advice there, though.
But yeah, considering, you know, the heat and the amount we're drinking, I think that's a good bit of advice.
Well done. I'm going to say some, you know, conventions of a film.
Okay.
And you're just going to answer without even hesitating.
Okay, tell me a little bit. Okay. So what, just name a movie or?
Well, we're going to create a movie.
Okay.
That's the aim of this game. We're going to create a movie. Okay. This movie could be brilliant. We could make our fortune from this movie.
Okay.
Number one. Genre.
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 Genre. Okay, what is it?
Genre.
Okay, what about it?
You just gotta say...
action.
Setting.
LA.
A character.
Don.
Played by?
A really good one.
Can't hesitate.
No, okay, I won't hesitate. That's why I'm going to say Phyllis Hebert Hoffman.
Antagonist.
The Abominable Snowman.
What's his name?
Greg.
Played by?
Jared Butler.
What happens in it? What's something that happens?
There's a scene where Phyllis Hebert Hoffman's breaking out of jail, but he has to use some man's teeth. As a key. So he has to break some man's face, take his teeth out, and then use it as a key.
That's great.
Yep. Okay, let's go again. Let's do someone else.
All right, you do me.
Okay, I'll do you. Love doing you. Genre.
Genre.
A Western.
Setting. I love it already. I love it already. I'm into this.
You're a big fan of Westerns, eh?
Massive fan of the Westerns.
Setting.
Old West?
Peter Pan's...
What's it called?
Brain.
Neverland. Peter Pan's brain?
Yeah.
Okay. Character, main character.
Sylvester.
Antagonist.
The brain.
The brain? The brain just sitting there?
Yeah, the brain's the antagonist trying to kill them.
Something that happens.
They find out Peter Pan's hopes and dreams, and turns out that he's a murderer.
Good, I like it. It's a good one.
But it's a Western.
Yeah, it's strange, though, isn't it? Have you got any more questions for our listeners?
I don't think we do.
Okay, great. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. You must bear in mind that the heat got to us.
I've got one more question.
Okay.
And I think we should do it like we did before. Just one word.
Okay.
What's your ideal evening?
It's a great question. It's a very good question.
My
ideal
evening
consists
of
jacket,
potatoes,
and
sitting
on
your
face. Thank you very much. You've just listened to Leon and Dustin solve your problems. Good night.
Here to help. It's called Here to Help.